This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Good to see you. Good to see you.
Awesome finish to the game last night.
How about that,
yeah,
huh?
So much fun. Definitely, yeah. Like, needed. Felt like a little injection of life into a moment.
I do think it's really important, you know, it's a good win. It's a great finish. The Grizzlies were without Ja.
Yeah.
They were without Jaren Jackson for all but 2 minutes. They were without Santi Aldama. The Hawks should have won that game probably a lot more easily than they did win it. Now, it is on the road. But, hey, you won. Style points don't matter. Margin of victory doesn't matter. It was a great finish. Great play by Dyson Daniels. Caris LeVert was huge in the fourth quarter. It kind of reminded me. They played a game at Houston. Actually, ironically, it was the week the Falcons were in the Super Bowl. They played a game at Houston, and Tim Hardaway Jr. went nuclear in the fourth quarter. And they came back from, I think, 24 down in that one. They were 13 down in the fourth quarter last night. So that's a big win. They need it because I think that 8th seed and maybe even the 7th seed are still very, very much in play. 6th seed is not. They're not going to fall out of the top 10.
No. Right.
But where you are right now with 21 games to go, basically one quarter of the season, the best you can probably get is to go into that 7-8 game. So you got to do everything you possibly can to get there. Getting a win last night, going into now a homestand where there's some easy games but some very difficult games as well, gives them a good kind of springboard to do that.
I got a question, Mike, because we talked about as far as their pick not belonging to them and everything like that. As long as they're in the top 10, they're out of lottery, right?
Who, the Hawks?
Yeah.
The Hawks, I don't think, control their first round. I don't understand.
I know they don't. They don't control it.
Just doesn't want the Spurs to get the number one pick.
I don't want the Spurs to get the number one pick, Mike.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't want the Spurs to get the number one pick, Mike.
They have to make the playoffs.
They have to make the top 10
eight.
In order to.
Top 8.
Top 8.
You got to win in.
You got to win to get in. That's what I'm asking.
I see.
Okay.
Okay. Yes. So the pick that the Hawks gave to the Spurs.
Yes.
Yes. How does that work? No, I think you have to make the playoffs to be assured.
Right.
That
you have to win in the play-in to get into the top eight. Because remember, last year was the first year they didn't make the actual playoffs.
Yeah.
They were in the play-in and lost.
Yeah.
So they got ping pong balls and then got, you know, very fortunate.
They got to get the top eight in order for the Spurs not to get, because the Spurs are going
to
get.
They need to make it out of the play-in round.
Right.
Okay. I am sorry. Boy, that was.
Yeah, but that's what I'm thinking. Because I don't.
You know what?
You know me. I don't believe in conspiracy, but if for some reason.
I believe in bad luck.
Why does the league benefit by helping San Antonio?
I don't know,
you
Mike.
Know, they're not a big market. They already have Wemby. Like, they're good.
And De'Aaron Fox.
And De'Aaron Fox.
Don't put a flag in there.
I like a couple of other pieces they have there. Like, they're fine. I don't think the league needs to, you know, be freezing any envelopes for the San Antonio Spurs. Now, Philadelphia, you know, some of the other big market teams that might be in the draft lottery. Let's just not think about that, right? Like, we don't need to.
No, we don't want them to have any benefit. Now they suck, so I mean they're going to be in the lottery. The 76ers are awful. Yeah. I don't know if the league wants to throw them a bone for how bad the process went, but I'm not as worried about the league conspiracy as I am just the like the grand universal conspiracy against Atlanta sports franchises and the Hawks specifically, where it would just be so fitting if the they won the lottery last year in the draft that everyone talked about being kind of what it was. Now Reese Shea has been good and he's been playing better, so we'll see how that.
Ball, son.
But then you win it again in a draft that's thought of as one of the best drafts, and then you don't have to pick. Yeah, that would just be cruel.
But I think
be cruel.
I still think, and you saw it last night, I'm really bullish on Reese Shea. I told you last Friday.
Played good.
And I thought he played great last night. Yeah, that's the thing. And Tribble was talking about this a little bit this morning. I agree with him. You got a young team that's fighting. You got a coach who I think is getting just about as much as he can possibly get out of this group. Man, if you can find the right veteran to add to this group this summer, you might really have something. I mean, world championship contending, maybe not, but very, very solid playoff team that could maybe make a run here and there, yes. I think you're seeing this year that it's there, it's in place. You wonder again if Jalen Johnson doesn't get hurt. Would that be enough of a difference maker where the Hawks would be in a conversation for being out of the play-in? Because Detroit's done a great job this year, no disrespect to them. Milwaukee and Indiana, they've done a great job. But I really, really think the Hawks with a healthy Jalen Johnson and then the group that they assembled at the trade deadline in place of DeAndre Hunter, I really think that group's probably a play-off team, not a play-in team. You just wonder because, you know, you've gone from starting Jalen Johnson, who was looking like a, you know, potential 20-10 player this year, to starting Mo Gay and then trying to make do with what you have off the bench.
Yeah.
You know, big, big drop.
Last night was Dominic Barlow.
Yeah. Well, in the first half, they didn't even start him in the second half.
They just don't. Yep.
Mike, going back to what you were saying as adding a veteran or something like that to this summer and everything, and maybe you have to make some decisions about somebody on your roster. Do you think it'd be a situation where we were just talking about it before we got you on, as far as Dyson Daniels, the contract situation, how he's been playing, how he's been showing himself as he has gotten a bigger role this season? Would he be one of those things where teams might, okay, we want him too?
Yeah, what is his status, by the way? Is he an unrestricted free agent or a restricted free agent?
So this year he had a club option, and then next year has a club option, which they've already picked.
They'll pick that up for sure.
They already did.
So you don't have to worry about Dyson Daniels this offseason.
Now, they can extend him.
Sure.
He's eligible for an extension.
I don't know if you necessarily have to make that decision.
You don't have to.
You could.
Yeah. Right.
You could.
It's $7 million next year if you don't, which is a hell of a bargain.
That's a bargain right now. I mean, Dyson's playing like a $20 million a year player. If his offense starts to really, really meet the level of his defense, you're talking about probably a $25 million player potentially, but give that time.
Right.
Let's see if that gets there. Honestly, the player you're going to have to make a decision on, and the player who I think has shown you he wants to be here, he's been great since he's gotten here, he won you the game last night, he's been solid when you've called upon him, he's been a great NBA player when healthy, he hasn't always been healthy, but when healthy I think he's very effective, it's Caris LeVert. That's one of the decisions you're going to have to make this offseason because I believe his contract is expiring.
Yeah.
Based on what I've seen, I want that guy
he's
back.
He's playing for it. He's playing. He's showing.
He knows he's in the contract.
It looks like he wants to be here. And I've detected that since he first got to Atlanta. His body language has been really, really positive.
Yeah.
Like, I remember covering a trade. It was that Laker. Who was the trade where Chris Paul got traded to the Clippers? They voided the trade to the Lakers and they traded
from the
Clippers.
From New Orleans.
Yeah. And I remember they brought in the Clippers players who ended up in New Orleans, and they all looked like they were in a hostage video. Like, they looked miserable. They didn't want to be there. Caris LeVert, since day one coming to Atlanta, has been happy and, you know, from what you can just see from a body language standpoint when he's on the bench, when he's interacting with his teammates, he looks like he's really happy to be here. He's been a great player here. That, I mean, if we're making decisions and some of the things that Landry Fields is going to have to think about this offseason, he's probably thinking about this right now. And just based on, and this could be prisoner of the moment thinking because it's only been a couple weeks. I really hope they find a way to keep him because I think he's been outstanding.
Just a fun list of guys since I looked it up, those guys that looked like hostages. Eric Gordon.
Yeah. He
still
like,
plays in the NBA, I think.
He looked
somehow.
Like a chipmunk that was...
He always looks like him. He did. Chris Kamen, who was a sad caveman.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then Al Farouk Aminu, who's from Atlanta.
Yeah.
Norcross High School.
Yeah.
So there you go. Didn't know those guys were going to come up today, but they did.
Yeah. Eric Gordon's still playing.
Yes,
still
he
in
is.
The league.
With who?
Houston, isn't it?
Who knows?
I think it was in Houston. Last
somebody
I
signed him.
Last time I remember, he was in Houston.
We can start playing who he played for.
Yeah,
I know Eric Gordon is in the league and actually playing minutes. Like he's
Sixers.
Sixers.
Philadelphia 76ers.
That's why.
That's right. He was one of their many offseason signings that when the people talked about it, I was like, what are you guys talking about?
Right.
All they do is sign old guys that get hurt. Like, what are you doing? Like, I don't know. They might be a threat in the East. No, they're not. They're not a threat in the East. Joel Embiid's knees are going to fall off, and they signed Paul George, who's 100. Like, what are we talking about?
And also frequently hurt.
Yeah, but anyway. Yeah.
Hey, Mike, take us through Saturday, because it was Saturday afternoon, because, like, you're sitting there. I'm on the edge of the seat because they're in the box, and they're just wailing, talking about Atlanta. They have opportunities and all those different things. Obviously, the mistakes killed them, but what was going on? Is it injuries? Is it what is it about?
Well, they had that stretch at the end of the first half where they were really putting everything on target, making Kalina, the Charlotte goalkeeper, really work. In hindsight, they really needed to score in that sequence. Mm-hmm. They didn't, and then Charlotte got a goal against the run of play early in the second half, and then the game state completely changed, and Atlanta was out of it. If Atlanta had scored in that sequence where they really had Charlotte under pressure, could have been a different story on Saturday. Give Charlotte a lot of credit. Give them a ton of credit. I think you have to respect how Latte Lott was not located in this attack for most of the game.
Yep.
Saba was not located for most of the game. I thought they did a really good job of nullifying Moranchuk. Atlanta United playing without their top three fullbacks, that's part of it. Last minute change to the midfield they weren't expecting with Click getting sick and then having to put Jay Fortune in there, not expected. That's part of it. You look at the rosters, though, Atlanta, they should have done better, in my opinion. And it's concerning for me only because the problem for this club over the last 6 years, they don't win road games. They just do not win road games. They've won 15 road games in the last 5-plus years. They play 17 road games
insane.
In a season.
Oh. That's insane.
They've only won 15
I heard
road
you
games.
Say that on the radio on Saturday.
Yes.
I was aghast.
Since the start of 2020.
Yeah,
now,
that's insane.
At the end of last season, they started winning some road games.
Right.
They won in Orlando on Decision Day.
Miami.
They won the decisive game three in Miami. You want to call the Montreal playoff game a win, even though it was really in penalties, which is supposed to be a draw, but you could call that a win. They did have that brief little burst where they were finding ways to win on the road. But you can have a good season when you play at a 1 point per game pace on the road, which is basically drawing every road game. You lose a few, you win a few to make up for it, but you're earning 1 point per game. You can have a good season doing that.
Right.
You're not going to win the supporter shield doing that. You're not going to be a contender to win a championship doing that. So I just hope when this team goes back on the road in a couple weeks, and it's going to be weird because their next road game is during an international break in Cincinnati and both teams will have players out. I just want to see this team play better on the road.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They did not play well in the second half.
Is there a you know how in college football or in the NFL, too, they'll talk about the thing that travels is good defense, right? Like maybe you might not have, like, you know, your offense might not do it on the road, whatever, but like good defense is travel. It doesn't matter the environment. Is there something like that in the NFL? Because it feels to me like the strength of this team eventually is going to be those four guys up front. You saw a taste of it in the first game. Yeah. I know it was a clean sheet on Saturday. I don't think there will be very, very many of those throughout the season when those four guys play, but it happened on Saturday. Like what's the thing that's going to be their strength that's going to travel if that does exist in MLS?
Well, honestly, I think their midfield is so much better this year. Mateus Klick, who is basically a fourth designated player because he was a designated player with DC last year, he is a huge difference maker in that midfield. Him going out, I thought, was the biggest problem for Atlanta United on Saturday. It wasn't necessarily being without Hernandez and Amador and Lennon. I thought losing Klick, like when I heard that, I thought, uh-oh, okay, this is going to be a problem. Because he's really, really important progressing the ball from box to box. And he would have been that locator. He would have been the guy who would have gotten Saba going a little bit better. Probably would have gotten Almiron going a little bit better. Hopefully he's back sooner rather than later. I thought Jay Fortune did as much as he could in a weird situation. But again, like you had Wilfred Zaha, a Premier League player, dribbling on Matt Edwards, who was making his second MLS start. And Edwards actually did a very good job for all but maybe one play. Unfortunately, it turned into a goal. I thought he did a really good job. But that's not a matchup that's going to favor Atlanta United. You know, you're playing a 17-year-old at fullback for part of that game at the end, and Dominic Chanqui. Like, you got to get your fullbacks back. The fact that the injuries have all come at one position, it's just another kind of weird bad luck thing that seems to be happening a lot to Atlanta United. Just, I don't get it. So we'll see what happens against Red Bulls. Really tough game coming up on Saturday.
Mike, we appreciate it.
All right, Mike.
As always.